Good evening, Grand Prairie, Dawson Creek, Fort St. John, or wherever you're joining us from. I am Brooke Skelly, the host of Fresh Angle, and we are so glad you decided to spend the next few minutes with us. And we do believe you will be happy you did. Fresh Angle is an all-new program designed to help you see God, yourself, and others through different eyes. How do thriving relationships sound? Guilt and shame gone. Hope and peace, meaning and purpose, and a joy that can withstand whatever life throws at you can be your normal. We often fail to realize these things all have a common source, a clear understanding of who God is, of how He feels about us, and how knowing the truth changes everything. Wherever you find yourself right now, get tuned in as Pastor Dan brings us a fresh angle on God, life, love, and the matters that matter most.
Good evening. Welcome back to Fresh Angle. I am your host, Pastor Dan Wilson. We are glad you're here. We hope wherever you're listening from, the weather is fabulous and your summer is going great. I am still buzzing from Keturah's story for so many reasons. Probably for me, the biggest reason is because the book of Isaiah, who connected Keturah to the wise men who visited Jesus, those were her descendants that came to find Jesus. Isaiah was written hundreds of years after Keturah lived and died. Isaiah was written hundreds of years before Jesus arrived, and yet he looked back at Keturah and her family and looked forward to Jesus and said, her kids and their descendants, they're going to hear the story, they're going to embrace the story, they're going to share the story from generation to generation to generation, and when Jesus comes, they're going to come looking for him to worship him and bring gifts tailored to the person that he will be, the one who will bless all the nations. I wish that tonight's program was as uplifting and inspiring and amazing as Keturah's story. I wasn't going to do this story, but I have decided to do it. In the middle of Abraham and Sarah and Hagar's story, and before Keturah comes along, there is a dark chapter about Lot, the nephew of Abraham, who came with him to Canaan, and Lot's family. At one point in their experience together in the land of Canaan, Lot's family and his flocks were growing, and Abraham and his family and his flocks were growing, and they decided that they couldn't stay together. There was too many flocks and herds, so they split up. Abraham gave Lot the choice of where he wanted to go, and Lot chose the flourishing valley around the Dead Sea. The Bible says that he didn't move to Sodom, and says he pitched his tents toward Sodom. Sodom was a dark place. We don't hear much from Lot for a while. We find out later on in the story that Lot is now living in Sodom, and we don't know if Lot moved into Sodom or if Sodom moved out to Lot. You know how urban sprawl can go. Either way, Lot is living in Sodom. We know from the details in the story he's one of the leaders or the elders of the city serving at the gate, and God comes to Abram and says, it's really bad, Sodom, and Sodom is going to be destroyed. Abraham had this discussion with God that went on for quite a while, where Abraham was mistakenly thinking that God had lost his temper, and Abraham was pleading for the good people who were still there, and finally got it down to the place where he said, God, if there's 10 good people, will you spare the city? And God said, absolutely. There weren't 10 people. God sent angels to the home of Lot. When these two visitors came to Lot's home, who by all intents and appearances were just men, the men of the city wanted to rape these men. The horrific story. I don't even like telling the story or thinking about the story, but it's in there. The men of the city came, a gang of them, and demanded that these men be sent out for them, for their pleasure. Lot refused and instead tried to offer them his virgin daughters. We struggle from our cultural perspective to understand how he could possibly do that. We do not appreciate how fundamentally different the value of men was over the value of women. We also don't understand the incredible cultural pressure, expectation to protect visitors, to be a host and a safe haven, to sacrifice yourself for their benefit. What Lot was doing, he was doing with good intent. But God did not allow Lot's plan to be carried out. He did not allow those daughters to be violated in that way. He struck the men outside with blindness. And still after that, in their blindness, they were groping for the door, still trying to accomplish the mission for which they came. if nothing else, that illustrates how profoundly dark those people had become. It's that fact. Most of us, when we're on the wrong track and something happens to snap us back to some sense of sensibility and reality, we scurry off or we change direction or we do something. But these men were unfazed after being struck with blindness. They still wanted to carry out their plan. That's how dark it was in the city of Sodom. God sends these angels in on a mission to rescue. They told Lot, go warn whoever, wherever. Tell them the city's going to be destroyed. Get out. Leave the city. So Lot goes and tries to warn some of his other children. They don't listen. In the end, it's just him and his wife and his two virgin daughters that leave the city. And even they don't want to go. They plead with the angels to go to some nearby city. Anyways, they leave. And as they're leaving, they're warned not to look back. That can seem petty, can seem small, but there's deep imagery, there's deep symbolism, there's deep significance to the looking back. They leave and they flee and they don't look back except for Lot's wife. She looks back. And it's Lot's wife that I want to talk about. We don't know her name, but what we can learn from her, let's not let her die in vain. Let's learn something. Lot's wife had children behind her in the city. Children who refused to leave. I'm not going to judge her for how hard that must have been. I'm going to try not to judge her at all. What I want us to do is to learn from her mistakes so that we don't repeat them. She is not alone in the mistake making. Don't misunderstand me for one second. It was Lot's decision to move close to Sodom. Did she have a part in that decision? Probably, I have no idea. But what happens when we choose a direction in our life, we begin to invest in that choice. Something as insignificant and small as buying a car. Before we choose a car, there's an infinite possibility of cars that we could choose, but eventually we choose one. And once we've chosen that one, we begin to invest in that car. When we finish our high school education, there are infinite possibilities of where we could go next with our educational endeavors, with our career training, etc. But eventually we choose something and then we invest in that something. Before we get married, there are countless people to choose from. But once we choose one person, we begin to invest in that person and in that relationship. And once we choose someone or something and we begin to invest, the longer we invest, the more attached we become. We should be invested in our children. The fact that Lot and his wife had children was not the problem. We are counseled to be fruitful and multiply. The problem was they invested in a place that was not worthy of investing in. Their children grew up invested in that place, surrounded by the darkness of that place, believing that the darkness was normal. Normal is not good or bad. Normal is what is prevailing around us. So if evil prevails around us, evil becomes normal. Lot and his wife, their children, the darkness of Sodom became their normal, and they were invested in it, and they didn't want to leave. Lot's wife was invested in her children, in the place, in her home, and she couldn't cut herself off from all that. She looked back. She was more invested in where she had been than where God was leading her. She was more invested in the things that were killing her and her children than in the life that God wanted to give her outside of that place.
Letting go of every single dream, I lay each one down at your feet. Every moment of my wandering never changes what you see. I've tried to win this war, I confess. My hands are weary, I need your rest. Mighty warrior, king of the fight, no matter what I face, you're by my side. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. Truth is, you know what tomorrow brings. There's not a you have not seen. So in all things be my life and breath. I want what you want, Lord, and nothing less. When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust.
If we can learn anything from Lot's wife turning back, it's we should be very careful about what we invest in. What has our time? What has our attention? Where are we? What is our career doing for us and for the world? Are we influencing the world for better, or are we getting sucked in by the normal greed and selfishness and lust of a world that doesn't seem to know or care about God? These are the lessons that we can learn from Lot's wife, and if we make better choices like Keturah did, the future will be much brighter for our offspring than if we fall into the trap of a pretty place, a prosperous place, but a place that at its core was fundamentally dark. Let's not let Lot's wife die in vain. Let's learn from her to do different for the sake of our children and their children. See you next week.
So you're happy you stayed, aren't you? Join us next week as Pastor Dan brings us another fresh angle. While you're waiting, be sure to stop by our website, send us an email, or find us on Facebook. Our web address is www.freshangle.ca, and you can find all the other ways to reach us there. If your experience with religion so far has been more about fear than faith, more shame than humble confidence, more guilt than joy, or more confusion than clarity, you have come to the right place. Again, that's www.freshangle.ca. See you again next week.